You're listening to SA Talk, San Antonio's favorite podcast for discussions around the Alamo City. I'm Zach, your favorite retirement advisor.
And I'm Erica, San Antonio's favorite transplant.
So welcome into SA Talk. Today is Monday, December 20th. This is the week of Christmas. So I hope everyone who does celebrate is excited. I feel like a lot of people, it's like give and take between whether you love Christmas or hate Christmas. It's so weird because like...
You mean it's like Grinch or no Grinch?
Yeah. And it's not that you hate Christmas. Like what I mean by that is there's people who I think they're just so anxious about buying gifts and they just hate the fact of like going out and shopping. And honestly, it's probably their fault because they like wait till the last minute to go shopping. So I love Christmas. I love gift giving and buying gifts and receiving gifts. I don't know. How do you feel about Christmas?
I love Christmas. Guys, just to let you know, this isn't going to be a Christmas episode, but I definitely want to get my Christmas 2 cents in. I freaking love it. I used to like coin my bedroom, like growing up, the North Pole. And then I would just like be in there all the time making like snowflakes out of paper. And I don't know, just weird, weird little nerdy. But I heard this term earlier this week, nerd alert. So I feel like that's what I was. I was nerd alert on Christmas. Like I just obsessed really hard about it. And then I was really, it's not like I was going out and buying things for Christmas. I was just making things. I was like Elf. As soon as I saw that movie, I was like, that's who I'm going to be. He gets me.
Well, and Erica's right. This is not a Christmas episode. I kind of had just had to open it with that because the next time you hear from us, Christmas will have already passed. And so I just wanted to get our little opinions on that. But during this episode, kind of, I won't say polar opposite, but just completely different topic. Mm-hmm. On this episode,
well, we're actually... You say completely different, but I'm like, in my family, drinking is going to happen a lot on Christmas.
All right. I see the comparison. I see the connection there. I see it. But what Erica and I are going to do is give our top five for each. So basically like just a cumulative top 10 bars in the 210 in San Antonio here. So I don't know. Are we going in order? Because when we did the game thing, we didn't really give an order. We kind of just gave our five. But are we?
I think we should.
I feel like it's going to be so difficult to put this in order because I'm sure both of us are going to have, number one, we're probably going to have different lists. My bet, listeners, I'm letting you know right now, we did not give each other our top five.
Okay. We did it.
So we don't know. I don't know what Erica's going to say. She doesn't know what I'm going to say.
Nope.
We're going to just give our five. But my guess, my bet, my honest bet is we're not going to have each other's same. Like we're not going to have the same bar on our list. I just don't think so.
I hope not. A part of me is going to be sad because like this just proves what a different vibe we're on. But at the same time,
it'd be kind of cool, right?
That to like have different ones. List. Yeah, that way there's more.
Before we get into that, I want to let the listeners know. So we're going to give our 10. Keep in mind that we're not saying, well, I'm not saying. Maybe Erica, hey, you want to take this? That's all on you. Throughout this episode, just know I'm not saying any particular bar is like, I'm not going to call out the business owners or whatnot. But I rate my bars based on music and vibe. Like, that's the two things. Some people like, oh, I look for good drinks or drink specials. Mm. Or I like, you know, because they have more beer selection, blah, blah, blah. And those are all totally understandable reasons you would go to a bar. But mine is music and vibe.
Okay.
Like, and when I say vibe, I'm like, okay, how does it feel in there? Is it dark? Is it real light? Is it, you know, is there a lot of dancing going on? Like, that's what I mean when I say vibe.
Okay.
And then, of course, music, I don't want to hear country music. I'm so sorry. I think I mentioned that in one episode, but I just...
There go our country listeners.
I can't do... Country listeners don't listen to podcasts.
Don't
I'm just going to let
us,
you know.
Guys. I'm so sorry.
No, they don't listen to podcasts.
They're not here.
They're not here. So with that said...
Just to add, because you said you do this based off vibes and what was it? Vibes and what?
And music.
Vibes and music. And I do it. I think most of mine are probably going to be based on like where I had the best memories. Like I had the most stories to tell from going to these places.
How are we going to do this?
What letter does your name start with? Z. So that's the last letter. So I'm going to go first.
Okay. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm interested to hear your bars. So.
Okay. So, and it's completely out of order. I'm not going to say if it's my first or my... Like, it's not my first place and it's not my last place.
I'm writing it down. So,
but one of my top bars that I will not say no to if you invite me to it is...
I'm waiting for the drum roll. I'm waiting for like the drum roll. If we had that soundboard, we'd be hitting the drum roll right now. Maybe that's what you were leaving the pause for. I don't know. But that's what we need on the podcast.
That's exactly what I was doing. I'm going to open it up with Amor Eterno, right? That's a bar.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay,
I'm gonna go
yeah.
with Amor
Shout
Eterno.
out to Aaron. Shout out
Yes.
to Aaron. We've had him on the podcast. So that's an awesome venture that he started in a COVID year, nonetheless,
I know.
with Brian Correa. So that, I mean, that was, it's a really cool place. I'd never been there at night.
Oh, at night.
I've been there for brunch.
Yes.
Brunch was pretty good. I have not been there at night. I've been to his other bar. I've been to Squeeze Box multiple times,
Oh.
but
So that was who I really wanted to say, but I felt like, I don't know, I was gonna say it again later in this.
okay. No, I thought you were going to say you felt like you were going to be basic by saying it,
No.
but I don't think so. I feel like, look, if there's a bar on here that the listeners or you think is basic, that's your fault. I don't think it's basic. These are my bars. Okay. So, number one, like day one listeners have to know this because I've said this before, but Moses Roses is my, like, hands down, Moses Roses is my top bar.
I've made a lot of memories there.
A ton of memories. Well, I say the ton of memories, but there's also a lot of things I don't remember that happened at Moses Roses. But I haven't been there like since COVID started for a night out. I've been there after a UTSA game, but it wasn't the same. Like, they still. Have you ever been there during the day?
No, I
Okay.
walked past it and I was like embarrassed that I'd been there at
Yeah,
night.
it's a totally different vibe inside, and the listeners who have been there know, day and night. Like, during the day, it's literally a restaurant. Well, I mean, obviously it's a bar, but you know, you go in there and they have like sports on or whatever, and you can just drink and sit at the tables. They'll take your order. Totally different. Well, when I went after the UTSA game, that's how it was. So that's my number one, regardless of what order. It didn't matter if we were going in order, out of order, it doesn't matter. That's my number one.
Moses Roses. So you started with your number one. I am completely out of order, I swear, guys. My next one is coincidentally, yes, it is Squeeze Box. I know it's super
Ooh,
small
called it.
and it's unpredictable. I feel so sad. It's funny because I didn't know they were owned by the same guy. I didn't know any of this. I learned this throughout time, but I do. I like the sticky floors. I like the smelliness. And I know he's remodeled it and it's probably going to be much better now. But I mean, I like places that are messy.
You follow him on Twitter, right? You follow Aaron on
Yes.
Twitter.
He actually
So,
saved me big time with the last podcast I was at. We needed like a place to have a celebration for that podcast. And he helped me the day of being able to like reserve a table at Amor Eterno. So he's pretty great.
I saw that. I thought it was funny. He tweeted recently that I guess someone was trying to steal a rug over at Squeeze Box the other day. And I'm like, his tweet was perfect. His tweet said something like, how down bad do you have to be trying to steal a rug at Squeeze
From
Box?
a
Like,
bar, yeah.
I'm like, come on. But anyways, yeah. Shout out
Yes.
to Aaron. Awesome guy. Awesome bars, obviously. My number two is going to be his counterpart at Amore Eterno, Brian Correa, who owns Bar America. So right down the road, of course, right around the
Pickle
corner,
shots. Best pickle
right, well, I guess
shots.
you could say behind Amore Eterno technically,
Yeah.
is Bar America. And you know, they're a staple in Southtown. They've stayed in the same family. Listeners, if you haven't heard that episode, go way, way, way back in the podcast and listen to that episode. Awesome interview with both of those guys. But Bar America has been my go-to. I've had two or three birthdays there. The most, again, memorable but kind of not memorable birthday I had there was, I think, for my 26th birthday. I was living downtown at the time, and this is like an ongoing joke that my friends and girlfriend will not let me live down. But apparently, I tried to leave in an Uber by myself to go home, and
You knew you'd
Amanda
had
had
too
turned
much.
around. Yeah, obviously. And Amanda had turned around and asked, like, where's Zach? And they're like, I think he's getting in an Uber right now. And luckily, she caught me. That was like the worst thing. But yeah, so Bar America, I mean, obviously, good drinks. I will say, and we're being a little raw here, right? We're being honest. Their music has kind of been caught lacking lately. I'm not gonna lie.
You heard it here first.
But their food's good. I always forget the name of who they use. They use like a food truck kind of thing
I didn't even know
to
they
serve their
had
food
food.
there. Yeah, their music just hasn't been the best. That's why Moses is my number one, is because like they never let me down when it comes to music. Like, that's
That's
the music I listen
so
to, and
important.
so they just don't let me down. That's why they're not my number one. So, all right. So far for Erica, we have the Aaron Pena bars, Amore Eterno and Squeeze Box. And for Zach, we have Moses Roses and Bar America.
My next one. Gosh, I guess I just like the strip in general. I'll get out of the strip for my number four and five. But for number three, I really, really, and I guess I haven't been post-pandemic, so I don't know. Maybe it sucks now, but I loved High Tones. I did. As small and as compact as it was, and also sticky floors and the whole thing. I love Chumway Shots, and they got me.
That's what I remember about High Tones, just it being so compact and small.
Yeah.
I've only been there once. Mm-hmm. It was for like a graduation party when I was graduating UTSA. A friend of mine was also graduating in my class, and that's where he had his party, his after party, I guess. That was my only time being there. So I don't know. The time I went, they were playing rock music. Is that what they play there? Or no. They play all kinds?
Oh my gosh. No, I didn't know they were doing that. No.
That was once.
No,
literally
the reason
once.
I loved it so much is because it's so coming from El Paso, I'm used to like reggaeton. I'm used to dancing, salsa, bachata, all that stuff, all at the bars. And it's fine. Like they don't mind if you're dancing like just in the middle of the floor. Like you don't need a designated dance floor. It's just, that's just what El Paso does. El Paso feels it, El Paso does it. And so coming out here, it's like, there's like a customs almost at bars where you're like, so does one dance here? Does one dance here? Like people will look at you funny if you just break out into dance. Anyways, finding music that was resembled El Paso was like really hard for me. And High Tones is probably the first place that, yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, reggaeton. Oh my gosh. They throw in salsa here and there. They were definitely throwing cumbias. They do bachata. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that to me is huge.
That's why you like La Roca then, I'm assuming.
Yes, right. That's exactly. And I just discovered that place post-pandemic. And yes, that's exactly why. That's why I was like, I love the music. And it's because, yeah, if I can find music that's like Latin, I'm like, oh, it's over. It's over. Everybody move. Like I was raised to dance this. Get out of my way.
So I'm going to kind of leave the urban core, downtown, strip, Southtown area for this one,
mm-hmm.
for my third.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be far, far west side, kind of near where I went to high school. Mm. And that's going to be Doc Brown's. All right. So Doc Brown's. All right. So you've been to Doc Brown's. So, you know,
they have good music too.
Right. So for the listeners who have been there, then you kind of get, I guess, what music I probably listen to and what I enjoy. And so then, you know, Doc Brown's, I mean, they stick to that. I mean, yeah. That's, to me, they play the same music as what I'm going to find like at Moses Roses, just in a completely different side of town. And some of my friends live that way. My dad still lives on that side of town. So I'm over there a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I in fact, I had my last birthday there at Doc Brown's, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. When I lived on that side of town, that was like the spot for sure. We loved it there.
It's not the vibes with that one. It's just pure. It's the music. Like, that's what I go there for. I go there for
maybe
the music.
We need to make a list of like the DJs that we need to follow because these guys are killing it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not good with DJ names, honestly.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Like, I know one DJ, and that's the Moses Roses DJ, and that's about it.
My next one is actually still in the, I guess, downtown area. I'm probably never going to leave the downtown area. Maybe once. My next one is going to be, I guess it's a tie. I don't even know. Do you consider Beer Gardens a bar?
Yeah.
Okay. So I really like Burleson's Beer Garden.
It's funny that you bring that one up because it's going to kind of tie into my next one. It's really funny.
It's really good. I mean, surprisingly, they make really good margaritas. They also make things with chamoy and all that stuff. So if the place lets me say chilito and they don't look at me funny when I ask for it, chilito or tajin, and they don't look at me because I've been looked at funny. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, okay, this isn't the bar for me. And you know, you get to leave. But as long as I can say, can you put chilito on the rim? And then they do it. That's it. You're good. We're good. We're cool. And on top of it, the vibe is really lax. So this one, I don't. The other ones I like because the vibe is not relaxed. I love dancing. Give me every excuse to do so. But with this one's if you're trying to catch up with an old friend or you're trying to build new relaxed memories with your friends. You get to sit down, you get to enjoy good drinks, and the atmosphere is awesome, especially if there's like a big sport or fight going on. Everybody kind of like, they have like giant TVs and you have a good time.
I feel like when you're in your 20s, you're going to places like Squeeze Box and like Social Spot, for example, mm-hmm. or even Pato's or Moses Roses. But once you get into your like 30s, you go to those places.
Yeah.
Not that either of us are in our 30s, but like those are the places you start going to.
Wait, are you older than I thought you were?
No. But that's the way I envision it is because like, obviously you're going to see an older crowd. I'm not saying no young people go there. They do. Absolutely. I just feel like that's what a lot of people do. They kind of, as they get older, they're like, eh, I just want to go drink and chill. So let me go to Burleson, or there let me go to Friendly Spot. Because Friendly Spot, as basic as the listeners might think it is my next
one. It is. It's so basic, but it's good.
It's so basic, but hey, there's a reason why it's basic, right? It's because everyone enjoys it, because it's enjoyable. Like, and it's with their, the reason I chose it was because of the big inflatable TV they have. There's been so many times where I go and watch a Spurs game there. I've watched, you know, Monday Night Football. You know, there's so many different times I've gone there and watched a game and just hung out.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it. It's just a staple. It's another staple there in Southtown. I love it. When I was thinking of this list, though, I kind of had to choose between there, between Burleson, even between Elsewhere and El Camino, just because these are all like outdoor places. Mm-hmm. If I had to go with music over all those, I would say El Camino, because El Camino's music is good, even though you have to wait an hour for a drink. Mm. But at Friendly Spot, you don't have to wait an hour for a drink. And they don't have music, but you don't go there for the music. You go there to hang out. So right. That's why I ultimately chose Friendly Spot as kind of like my beer garden choice, I guess you could say.
And that's why I chose Burleson, because they've had moments where they'll either have live music or a DJ and I'm able to dance. Like, there's always, if you stay long enough, it will let you dance. And so that's why I chose.
I'm going to add that to my pet peeves. Listeners, we're going to talk about some bad bar experiences that we've had later on in the show. So kind of previewing that, but I'm going to hit on that El Camino thing later on. I'm going to write that down.
Guys, you guys like can't see peeve. His face, but his face was literally like zoning out as I was talking. He was just kind of like angry looking. And I was like, I hope it's something I said. I guess he was just
so much potential.
On
so
much potential. He has to wait for a drink. Okay. What's your next bar?
Okay, so I went with Friendly Spot. You went with Burleson. So funny
that
you
said that. Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. I'm so mad at you because you said again another one that I was going to say, but you didn't say it as one of your favorites. You just mentioned it in passing. And I'm like, should I even say it?
Are you going to say the Social Spot?
I was going to.
For what it's worth, when I was creating this list.
It's so social.
When I was creating this list, I first did, like, I listed out 1 through 5. And then I listed out top music and then top vibes. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like once I put all those down, I'll be able to choose my 5. And that's how I did it. Mm-hmm. Social Spot was on there. Okay, to give you credit, Social Spot and Squeezebox were on top music bars for me.
Okay.
So if we're just going music alone, they'd be my top 5. Both of those places.
You know what? I think that's basically 5. All my choices are being made off of music, even though I said something. Although.
Those are all great choices.
The memories came because of the dancing. That's why.
Yeah.
If I wasn't dancing, I wasn't going to make memories. What are you going to do? What do you do? Would you sit?
The reason they're not on my vibes list, Social Spot, is because sometimes it's a rough crowd.
Okay. I haven't been there on rough crowd night.
It can be a rough crowd. There's a reason why there's like a body armored laced police person there to let you in. You know, and they have to literally do a pat down. I'm not talking like those air pat downs where you see people like not even touch you. I'm talking like full on pat downs. If you are wearing 2 layers or more, you're getting the pat down there to go in. And that's why it's like it is. It's a rough crowd. And it's so crazy that, you know, we've had this conversation about the crowd there. And then literally you can walk a block over and be at Elsewhere or El Camino and it's kind of a different crowd. And it's like, why is that? They're so close to each other. Mm-hmm. But it is. But I will say, like I said, they're in my top 5 in terms of music. Because anytime I've been to Social Spot, they play great music.
I really, truly think. I said it was the memories. But as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all my memories were made because I was dancing. Like, if I wasn't dancing, I guess I just got bored. I ended up wanting to leave.
That makes sense. My 5th, this is one of those memes where you look at like one of those, which of these is not like the other? That's the way I view this last one. Mm. A lot of these were, again, based on vibe, based on music. This one's not a music pick for me. This would be nowhere near the music pick. And honestly, even the vibe, I'm very reluctant to put this in my top 5 vibes. This is literally the only place I will go for the drinks, and that's going to be Soho.
Never been.
Okay, so Soho, it's kind of near the Aztec. It's like on that back street. I want to say it's Crockett, where you can access Soho.
What's so great about their drinks?
They're just really good. I always get the Moscow Mule when I go there. I'm a big like mule person when it comes to my drinks. Yeah. And that's the only drink I get there. But I've had a couple other drinks like I've tasted. Uh-huh. But that's the only drink that I get there. And I love it. Oh. And it's a different vibe inside there. It's not upscale. It's definitely not upscale. But it feels a little elevated, I guess you could say. Like,
do people dress up?
when I walk in, I feel like you have to be a little dressed up.
Mm.
I'm sure people walk in wearing whatever. There is no dress, well, that I know of, there's no dress code. But when I've gone, it's, I feel like that's like a date night.
Yeah.
Like you go to dinner and then you go to Soho and you're dressed up.
I got you.
That's the way I view it. Small, very small. Talk about compact space. That's totally compact. But that's my fifth.
Huh.
It's going to be Soho.
Nice.
So I don't know if I surprise any listeners with that one, but that's those are my five. So funny that you picked two that I mentioned, Social Spot.
I'm basic. So everybody, like, everyone who listens to this is like, oh, come on. So if you do think that I'm basic and you're like, oh, Erica, you haven't been to certain places, let us know, because I would love to go to whatever bar you think is better than these. I'm super down to explore. Like, I wrote down Soho. I'm definitely going to go there soon. So
that's going to do it for our top 10, top five, however you want to see it. Those are our top bars. Like Erica said, let us know if you feel like we're just out of pocket with some of those and you feel like those are the worst picks ever in the history of San Antonio. Let us know, and let us know your picks, because I'm interested to know what you think about those or other places that would be in your top five. Let's move on to talk about our worst experiences, and then we'll get to some tea later on.
Yes.
In this segment.
Yes.
So I feel like since you put that in the notes, like what's top of mind? What's worst experience at the bar?
I will probably go, okay, here's one. It's embarrassing. It's not like the worst, but it is. So I was drinking, and oh, this is a bar that closed down since I've been here. It was Kremlin. Does everybody remember Kremlin?
I had no idea that place closed.
I think it closed. I'm pretty sure it closed. So we used to go to Kremlin a lot because First Friday, and that's where you end up, is at Kremlin. So I had a great time. Wee.
Absolutely.
And one night I was enjoying myself and having a good old time. And that song, the You're a Jerk spot came out, and I'm in heels, but I know how to do that dance. And so I tried to do the dance in heels, and it was all fun and games until I fell. And that was probably my worst experience at a bar.
All right. Well, there's a lot of experiences that I will not say on this podcast.
Right. That's what I was like. I went with the easiest, cheesiest one.
I'm going to try to save my image a little bit, and not mention some pretty terrible experiences at the bar. But what I'll use is my experience. My worst experience, I guess you could say, is, you know, I've only been to the Sandbox once near UTSA. When I went, it was for someone's birthday. And the music they were playing was nothing but like house music. And it wasn't even like the popular house music like you might find on the top 40 Billboard charts or anything like that. It was just like plain out. Like it was just. And it's like one thing if every once in a while the DJ puts that into their mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do. A lot of people will like mix that into a song as they're transitioning songs. It was just the entire night. It was that music. And what was weird about it,
you have to be into house music then, if that's
the yeah case. And not only that, but there's no real dance to that music except for like literally bouncing. And the listeners aren't going to get to see this, but like your hand just going up, you know, like the fist pump,
the
right
fist
the
bump.
Fist pump,
yeah, the fist
like
bump.
that's literally all you can do. And what was so crazy to me was that all these college kids, because it's pretty much a college bar, all these college kids were just doing that for hours on end. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm not a huge dancer. My girlfriend and I dance when we've had a few to drink. But you know, if you go to any of these, a lot of these bars that we listed, they play different kinds of music and you dance different kinds of ways. There's line dancing. There's just kind of moving. There's, you know, when Selena comes on, there's a whole different kind of dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all different kinds of dances are happening. But when that music's playing, you can only dance one way. And that's what happened for hours on end. And for me, that was the worst bar experience just because it was the first time I ever felt old. And I'm like, guys, I am not old. Like I'm in my 20s. I am not old.
That's so funny.
And for me to feel old, that was just not a good experience.
Actually, I really like EDM, but it is weird that he didn't like mix up the EDM sound. Like if it's
not
just house, it's like, well, we need a break.
And that's the thing. I'm not into EDM. I mean, for what it's worth. So if the listeners are like, well, you just don't like EDM.
Yeah, I'm like over here, like trying to defend the EDM scene.
Yeah. And I'm just not into EDM either.
Yeah.
It was just not the best experience. What I will say, because I try to put a positive spin on everything. What I will say is that Sandbox hosts Jeff Traylor, the football coach for UTSA. They do the Jeff Traylor radio show. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So they get to host him there. I'm sure that's awesome. I've never been there during the day. I've never been back. So guys, if there's better music there, let me know. Let me know. I'll give it a second shot, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the one time I went there, though, same thing. I just felt really old. And I didn't have anything to do with the music. But it's very embarrassing to get hit on by very young men. Some people think I look young and I get it, but I'm not. So it's, I don't know. It's just uncomfortable. It feels really creepy. Yeah, no, I'm usually really good at swerving men, but when they're like young, I just like get so like uncomfortable. I just walk away. It's honestly the weirdest thing.
There's a lot of young people there, like really young. Too young. I'm like, how did you get in here?
Exactly. And like, I remember I'm going to be super honest and hopefully, you know, statute of limitation. I mean, I don't know what the heck it is, but I definitely used a fake back in my day. And
sure. I mean, I think a lot of us did.
And that's why it's like super creepy. It's like, ooh, like you can literally be a baby. Ooh, it's just,
yeah.
Ugh. So I haven't gone back for the same reason. That's your time. You younger people enjoy it. That is all on you. Not on I. Nope.
All right. Are we ready for our venting session?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you were going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up because I brought it up to you. I think it's so weird on social media. You're trying to get followers. You're trying to follow. You're trying to engage. That's how to beat the algorithm, everyone says, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's weird because we have this one account that keeps following us, unfollowing, and following back. I would understand that if we didn't follow them back. Like, maybe they're trying to get our attention and get us to follow them.
Yeah.
But we've been following them. Mm-hmm. Before Erica even joined this podcast, I had followed this account.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
It's just so strange to me that you would do. I don't even get the strategy. I'm gonna have to ask like Christina, the SPG Christina, like, what is this social media strategy? Do I not know about this? Because this person keeps unfollowing and following over and over. And I'm not exaggerating. It's at least once a week.
Wow. Yeah, I saw them earlier this week and Zach was not happy with it. I advise to just unfollow. If you're one of those follow to unfollow type followers, if I catch wind of it, you're just going to get permanently unfollowed because that's gross. I think they do it because like they want to earn your follow, but you're not even unfollowing, huh? You said that you never unfollow.
Never unfollowed.
Hmm. So I just to switch it up. My tea is also social media. And I tried to reach out to an account, and I'm not going to say who it was, but I try reaching out to accounts because I'm trying to collaborate with y'all. And if you guys are a part of the city, it's our job, or it's not literally a job. This isn't our job, but it's what we do, right? We are San Antonio Podcast Network. We want to collaborate with locals, get you guys' attention, all that stuff. And I don't know. I'm just going to say that some people don't know how to communicate politely when people are asking them questions. So if I reach out to you, do not be rude to me. There's basically nothing I can do. But
would you rather have someone not respond or respond rudely?
I'd rather not respond. Like if you guys are just like stupid Erica, like, okay, fine. Don't respond. If you're going to be rude, then you just never know, guys. But this is for everything in life, though. Like, you never know. Right now, we're a modest podcast. We're like smaller, but you know, we're also award-winning, but we're all, you know, so we're kind of in the middle. We're feeling ourselves out. I get it. But you just never know. And this is like with everyone, right? Like, I'm just going to bring up Selena because of that movie. Like, there was that part in that movie where she gets like discriminated against. Like, they assume she's not going to have enough money and they're treating her wrong in that fancy schmancy store. And then come to find out she's there for a Grammy, right? And everyone's like, oh, and she doesn't buy the dress because she's like, first, they don't like the dress, but also screw you ladies. We weren't going to give you guys our business anyways. You just never know. You should always be nice. And if somebody's reaching out just to inquire about something, just be nice. Like I said, there's nothing I can do. It's not like this isn't a threat. There's nothing I can do. You just hurt my feelings. But I would really like it if you were nice, if I ever reach out to y'all. That's my tea.
Those are our rants this week for SA Talk. I think we're going to have to keep that going. I would say that every week I have at least one rant. You're probably the same way. So I think we're going to have to keep that, make that like a tradition on every episode. That's going to do it for this segment of SA Talk. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and I'll give our local recommendation for the week. So stay tuned.
This is what we're made of. The businesses that line our streets and the customers that make them flourish. As a business owner, this is your community, your members, your regulars, your neighbors. Your business is unique. So are your customers. No matter who you need to reach, Spectrum Reach is here to help you connect with the right message on every screen. Visit SpectrumReach.com to connect with a local advertising expert. That's SpectrumReach.com.
So welcome back into SA Talk, and this week I'm going to give my local recommendation for the week, and this one kind of going along with our conversation about the bars, even though I didn't list this one in my top five because it was my first time going there. But for the listeners who follow me on Instagram or Twitter or friend me on Facebook, I guess, you know that I went to Porta Rosa, which is on Broadway. I think it used to be called 1221. If I'm not mistaken, which is the address of Porta Rosa's 1221 on Broadway, kind of downtown, like north of downtown, I guess you could say. You know, small place. It's a small place, but I like the vibe. Like, speaking of vibes, the vibes are really cool in there. And then they had like a little Christmas spin on things. They had some lights set up and all that. The music was, in the beginning, there's a little left to be desired, but as the night went on, like, the music got better and better and better, and I liked it. The beer, I'm sorry.
Is this like this is like a nighttime place then?
Yeah, and I don't know if they do stuff during the day. I know sometimes bars do. Sometimes they switch their vibe throughout the day, but at night, I mean, it's definitely a place you want to go to at night. And they have spaces that you can rent for a birthday, which that's what we're there for. Was my girlfriend's best friend was having her birthday. DJ didn't catch the name, but the DJ, like I said, it got better as the night went on. But the drinks were really cool. The vibes were cool. They have, you know, it's another one of those places that are very Instagrammable with the lights behind, you know, in the middle there, the neon lights that everyone takes a picture
neon
in.
Neon signs.
Post that on Instagram. Very Instagrammable place. You can follow them on Instagram at Porta Rosa Bar, and that's like Rosa two S's. Just so the listeners know, the music that I'm into, I like hip hop, whether it's today's hip hop or even 90s hip hop or even early 2000s, especially like 2000s hip hop. You know, when I was like in middle school and high school, like that's the music I love the DJ to play. Like, that's what I want to hear. And then, of course, you can mix in the Latin music and the reggaeton and all that stuff. But that's what I go to places to hear. That's what I really enjoy. Shout out to them. They have an outdoor area too that you can sit out there. It was cold when we went, so we weren't outside. We were inside. I feel like if you like going out to places that play good music, have good vibes, that's what you're looking for. Like Porta Rosa, it definitely, I was going in with no expectations. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this place out. I had heard the name before, but never been there. Didn't even look up reviews or anything. Just went in hoping they played good music, and they did. So they exceeded my expectations, I'll say. That is going to wrap up this episode of SA Talk. I want to give a huge thank you to all the repeat listeners, all the listeners for that matter, whether you repeat day ones or your new listeners that we picked up recently with our interview with Ansley. I really hope you enjoyed this show. If you want to check out our interview series, Searching for San Antonio, I know we haven't done an episode in a while, but that will be coming in the new year. So don't fret. All right. That will be coming back. But if you did enjoy the show, I would ask that you go onto Apple Podcasts and leave us a rate and review. We're at 30 right now. I really want to get at least two more before the year is up. At least two. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, guys. Two.
Go
just
do
two.
It.
So go in there, leave a rate and review. Just tell us you love us. Okay. Just write in there that you love us, that you love listening to us. Just write that. Give us the 5-star. That's all that we ask for.
That's all.
But guys, thank you all again. I hope you guys have a safe, healthy, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. We'll see you again next
week. Happy holidays.
Viva San Antonio.
Viva San Antonio.